session of our daily sadhana. It's so attractive actually to me. Honestly, it's the most attractive. I don't know without sadhana how I would even live. Some people, I used to feel like a little suffocation, too many strict, but actually it's the best protection. So today is Chaitanya Charitamrita. We are going to sing the famous song Prabhupada liked to sing. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Kara More. Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Kara Mare.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Kara Mare.
Tuma Bina Ke Daya Sare
Tuma Bina Dayalu Jagat
Sare Ati Pavana Hetu Kavaya Bata Shamapatita Prabhu na paibe arama
Shamapatita
Prabhu na paibe arama Sukhi Aha Prabhu
Nityananda Premananda Sukhi
Kripa Baloka Nakara Yami Bara Dukhi Kripa Baloka Kara Sita Pati Adaita Gosai Daya Kara Sita Pati Adaita Gosai Kava Kripa Bale Pai Chaitanya Nita Sanatanam Rupa Raghuna Dasaro
Sanatanam Rupa Raghuna
Bhatta Yoga Sveje Vaha Prabholokana Prabhusini Vasa Daya Kono Siya Chaya
Prabhusini
Ramachandra Sangha Mage Narottama Dasa Chaitanya Prabhu Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्त बिंद की जय श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की जय मायापुर नवद्वीप धाम की जय जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय अलाचवनी रमणी धाम की जय गंगा मैया जमुना मैया की जय भक्ति देवी की जय तुलसी महारानी की जय हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय चैतन्य चरितामृत क्लास की जय समवेत वैष्णव बृंद की जय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Daita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Brinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Daita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Brinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Daita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Brinda. Thank you. So today we are going to serve Sri Chaitanya Chaitamita Madhya Lila chapter 20, texts 247 and 248. Bala Poganda Haya Vigraher Dharma. So Bala means childhood, like Balak. Poganda means boyhood with the coward boys. And vigraha here means you have to actually be in love with the deity before you enter into Golok Vrindavan. So, before you enter into Golok Vrindavan. Generally, we have two paths. One path is Sarasiki Lila, one path is Mantra Upasana Mai Lila. We give importance to follow our Guru's instruction. The mantra that gives, Guru gives, it is Guru himself. Not that Guru and the mantra is separate. Because all the power is ignited of the mantra by the pure chanting. That's the difference between reading from the book and the hearing from a pure devotee. Big difference. Because one gives the life in the mantra, then it becomes the name. So it's very effective. So first verse, Balla Poganda Hai Vigrahere Dharma. Eta Rupe Lila Karen Brajendra Nandana. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. Childhood and boyhood are the typical ages of the deity. Krishna, the son of Maharaj Nanda, performed his pastimes as a child and as a boy. 248. Ananta.
Ananta.
Unlimited.
Unlimited.
Avatara. Incarnations. Krishnera of Lord Krishna. Nahika Ganana. There is no possibility of counting. Shakha. Chandra, Naya. By the analogy of the moon and the branches of a tree. I'm sure you all did that when you were a child. You see the moon in between the two branches. Oh, there is moon. You're figuring out. But if you actually reach to the branch, there is no moon you can catch. It's very far. So this is a one of the analogy that even though we may think like Krishna is right here, isn't? But actually we have to elevate our consciousness to the pure goodness to see actually Him in the altar. So this is the whole process. Very nice example. Kari, I make. Dika darshana, a slight indication. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. There are innumerable incarnations of Krishna and there is no possibility of counting them. We can simply indicate them by giving the example of the moon and the branches of a tree. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Although the moon appears to be located in the branches of a tree, it is actually situated very far away. Similarly, none of the avatars or incarnations of Lord Krishna are within this material world. But they are visible by the causeless mercy of the Lord. We should not consider them to belong to this material world, as stated in Bhagavad Gita. Abhajananti mamura manushim tanam ashritam param bhavam ajananto mama bhuta maheshwaram. Fools deride me when I descend in the human form. They do not know my transcendental nature and my supreme dominion over all that be. Bhagavad Gita 9.11. Avatars descend of their own free will, and although they may act like ordinary human beings, they do not belong to this material world. Lord Krishna and his avatars can be understood only by the grace of the Lord. Nayam atma pravachanena labha na medhaya na bahuna sutena jem eveshi brinute tena labhas tasyesha atma vibrinute tanumsam. Oh, they put the translation there. But the book doesn't have the translation. Katha Upanishad 1.2.23. I can't see clear. Somebody can read it from there. The book doesn't have it.
The Supreme Lord is obtained by means of expert explanations.
Vast intelligence, or even much hearing. He is obtained only by one who himself chooses. To such a person, he manifests his own form.
Very nice. Krishna has the right who can see him and who cannot. The next verse, Prabhupada put, Athapi te deva padam bhujadaya prasadalesha nugrihita evahi janati tattam bhagavan mahimna nachannam eka pichiram vichinnam. Bhagavatam 10.14.29. Also don't have a translation.
My Lord, if one is favored by even a slight trace of the mercy of your lotus feet, he can understand the greatness of your personality. But those who speculate to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead are unable to know you, even though they continue studying the Vedas for many, many years.
That's nice. The new version has the translation. The old version, I don't know if this is how Prabhupada left it, probably. Om ajnana timirandhasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshur unmilitam jena tasmai sri gurave namah. Sri chaitanya manovistam stapitam jena bhutale shayam rupa kadamayam dadati shapadantikam. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Pada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Sabadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Paschat Deshatarine Vancha Kalpa Taru Vescha Kripa Sindhu Vayevacha Patitanam Pavanebho Vaishnavebho Namo Namah Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
So this chapter Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expression and training Sanatan Goswami Pad how to awaken love in the heart of all those conditioned souls. So he invested all this wonderful teaching to Sanatan Goswami Pad. Now in the purport, Prabhupada put these three verses. Very important. First verse he put Abhajananti. Jananti, the word Jananti means to know. How do I know you? Or how do you know me? In Sanskrit. Janati, Janat, Janati, Janat, Jananti. That's in third. Yeah, plural.
Yeah.
Janati, Janata, Jananti, Janasi, Janasa, Janasa, Janami, Janama, Janama. Yeah, that's right. So Jananti. But when the suffix, one word used before it, you'll see many verses in Bhagavad Gita. Ava. Ava means the meaning is actually lost, losing, or it is going away from meaning. So Jananti means to know. But when you say ajananti means don't know. Or abhajananti means completely backward. He really doesn't know. Whoever it is. But when you use the word avi, avijananti means he knows perfectly. Very unique, like for an example, in the chapter 4, Prabhupada used that word. I'm going to use another sloka just to grasp this. Namam karmani lippanti name karma phales priha. Krishna says, namam karmani lippanti. I don't entangle or intervene into karma. I'm not looking for my own interest. Namam karmani lippanti. Name karma phales priha. Neither I have any desire to do any karma. Now anybody understand this secret? He says, iti jo mam abhi abhi jananti. Same word, abhi, but he writes abhi. Krishna put the word abhi. So if you know that
I don't like to do any karma, neither I have inspiration to do karma, then you really will be free from karma. You really understand me. So even the same word, jananti, but if you put a, means don't, you don't know. And if you say ava, means you're really going off from the real meaning. And if you put avi, that means you really understood or comprehend. It's so nice. Sanskrit is actually very nice. Bengali, Sanskrit, both are very nice. So, avajananti mam mura, the foolish people cannot understand him. Does Mother Yashoda understand Krishna? Foolish people don't understand. Mother Yashoda also don't understand. But that understanding that Mother Yashoda don't understand, in a sense, you can say, Balaram came to Mother Yashoda. No, Balaram went to Krishna when he was bound by the ropes. And then Krishna says, Krishna is such an expert relisher of transcendental mellow. He will relish according to each of us, who you are, how he is going to relish, and you according to the relationship. So he's having cheer party with all the boys, you know. And they are saying, Krishna, you did it. You really pulled down this big, big tree. And Krishna is thinking, wow, they like me. Yes, I'm the leader now, ringleader of the boys. So it's very, all of a sudden Balaram came. Now he became like, he's crying. And Balaram said, who has done this? Shh, Mother Yashoda. Somebody else, Madhu Mangal, is whispering. Don't want to say loudly so Mother Yashoda doesn't hear. It's like a little culture, you know, very wonderful Rasa culture. So then Krishna goes, my brother, how am I going to play now? Whole day I'll be stuck here. I won't be able to go anywhere and not play. Balaram says, just wait, just wait. So he goes and gives a whole lecture, Bhagavatam lecture to Mother Yashoda. Mother Yashoda, do you know who Krishna is, your son? Do you? I don't think you know Krishna. What to talk about my elder brother, my younger brother? He's my actually boss. I am coming from him. Unlimited universes are created just by his desire. I manifest. We destroy universes. He's the supreme absolute truth. He's the supreme controller. And he went on and on and on about Krishna. And Mother Yashoda is cleaning the deity room where Krishna made the mess, breaking the pot. So she's busy, absorbed in cleaning. And Balaram going on and on. And Balaram is thinking, I hope she's listening and understanding Krishna. So Mother Yashoda comes back with this dirty rag. I don't know if you know, in Vedic culture, they clean with the rags, you know, with the hand, just clean up in the temple, not with the machine so much. So she brings that rag, just with that, and telling Balaram, one more word, I'll bind you. And Balaram ran from there. So Balaram wondered, did she hear anything I said about Krishna? So does Krishna knows or don't know? You can all decide. So this is not abhijananti. Now back to this word Prabhupada used. Abhijananti, it is abhijananti. She actually knows, she knows more than what you need to know. Because Krishna loves to enjoy the sweetness and hide or conceal his opulence, majestic aspect. And what is Mother Yashoda is supplying? The sweet, the sweetness aspect. So then her affection and Krishna's affection is growing. It evokes affection. So it's very wonderful. Mother Yashoda does not know in that sense that actually she knows more. Because what Krishna enjoys the most Is this relationship sweetness aspect more than majestic aspect? So that's abhijananti. Now, this word that Prabhupada put that verse in the purport, also if you look at it, Krishna spoke this verse, abhijananti ma mura. Not only that they don't know, Krishna calls them fools. Mura. Mura is like, you can actually have a many definition of mura. One who has no intelligence at all. Now why Krishna would call that mura? If you look at the next line, he says, because manushim tonum ashrita. Because they consider me like an ordinary human. Because they consider me like an ordinary human, they are fools. Now, why Krishna is saying this, that we can see also Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur in his commentary gives that Krishna is anaroniyam mahato mohiyam. He is smaller than smallest. Even living entity, you cannot claim that you are the smallest. 1/10,000 tip of hair. You can say, I mean, that's true. The verse says this, kashagra satabhagasya saddisham satanka jiva sukha sarupayam sankatito ichitkana. Chitkana means like you are conscious being, but very minute, 1/10,000 tip. But Krishna claims, I am smaller than you. Otherwise, how am I entering in the heart of that smallest one? So nobody can compare or compete with Krishna. Krishna is smaller than smallest. And bigger than biggest in a sense that from his hair pores, universe is popping up. What kind of body is that? If the universe is popping out from his hair pores, well, how big is that body? But that's great. Most of the religion like Allahu Akbar, Islam's believer, follower, they pray 5 times a day. And if you look at the prayers, I was break down one day to understand this during 9/11. I was in San Diego. And it frightened. And I remember I went and bought this Quran, and there was a video also. So I still have that Quran. I read it a few times just to understand. It was nice. But if you look at the explanation, it's all majestic aspect. Not complete, but at least foundation, you can say, of Krishna consciousness. Some foundation of Krishna consciousness is there on the majestic aspect, awe and reverence aspect, that Allahu Akbar, God is great. But what interesting that here, smaller than smallest, bigger than biggest, does not satisfy the relationship. Why? Because Mother Yashoda wants Krishna to have a size, not bigger than biggest, not smaller than smallest. What size? A size that fits in her lap. You follow? So Krishna becomes that child. This is first verse, Chaitanya Chaitanya says, Balya Pauganda. Balya means the child. So that smaller than smallest, bigger than biggest become a form that can fit in the lap. But at the same time, his unlimited form also there. How? When Krishna opened the mouth. When Krishna opened the mouth, Mother Yashoda saw unlimited. See, this is the unique of this Gauriya Siddhanta. So nice. The smaller than smallest, bigger than biggest, both are there within the body of the lap, sitting on the lap. He is smaller than smallest and bigger than biggest. When Mother Yashoda saw the unlimited universes in his mouth, of course, she was a little overwhelmed. But just to exhibit this, is Krishna everywhere? Yeah, in his mouth she saw unlimited universes. So that's why this verse is very powerful. Prabhupada gives those verses, but I was meditating on this verse today, this morning. The abhijananti mamura manushim tanumashrita. Param bhavam ajananta. Why they are fool and ignorance? Because they do not know that, yes, I am smaller than smallest, bigger than biggest, For them may be God, but I can take any form any devotee want to reciprocate with me. But yet, same time, I am also unlimited within this limited form. This is, they cannot understand. Param bhavam ajananto. So, here the word again, jananto. Can you see this? Twice in that verse. So it says, abhi jananti abha. Abhi is good. I hope you all got it. It's very simple. I'm trying to learn also. Actually, it was nice. Vidanda Maharaj was pounding on the Sanskrit. But actually, it gives a more clarity. You can see that. So, abhijananti means they know completely. And abhajananti means they go away from the what to understand. And ajananti means they don't know anything. And that verse has abhajananti ma mura manasinto namasrita param bhavam ajananto. Both are there. Means they are full, they don't know, and they are going away from the understanding. So it's very nice. The next verse, Prabhupada put, is very interesting. Nayam atma pravachanena labha. So if I know a lot of philosophy, that doesn't capture Krishna. Krishna will not be captured by philosophy, or if I know so much sloka, so many sloka I can recite, then Krishna will not be paying attention for it. Na ayam atma. Atma here means the supreme soul. Atma pravachanena labha. You cannot attain Krishna just by giving lecture about him. Na medhaya. Well, I have intelligence. Well, that does not attract Krishna either. Na bahuna sutena. Or if you say, I heard whole life about God, now God should be bound to give me darshan? No. So where is the monopoly? Not monopoly. This is the right he has. Jam eva esha vrinite tena labhas tasyesha atma vibrinite tanum sam. It is I who decide who to give, when to give, how to give darshan. So that question may arise. So then, are we doing okay in our spiritual progress? How do we know actually we are pleasing Krishna? I remember many years back, Pundarik Prabhu was working with me. He was very kind. And we used to talk sometime on these slokas. And one sloka was very nice, that sometime doubt comes in the heart of the devotee. Am I progressing? Where was I before? Prabhupada even said in the purport, few places in Bhagavatam, one should actually reflect, where was I before, and where am I now, and where am I going? It's called strategic planning. Strategic planning. Where am I now, where I come from, and where am I supposed to go? If I'm focusing, then you can have an action learning project. You can really have a saddha, goal of life, very clear. It is necessary. That vision should be there. So then question came there that if doubt comes, then what will be the conclusion? There are few verses. Baladev Vidyabhushan Thakur gives one verse, that one verse he clears this doubt, that if you have a asaṃśayastu tad bhakta paricharya ratātmana, asaṃśayastu tad bhakta paricharya ratātmana, that doubt is coming, whether I am advancing or not, doubt is coming, will I really meet Krishna at the end of this life? Even Madhavendra Puri, the original root of Prema Bhakti, he also cried. Oi dina dayar donato. He also cried. My Lord, I haven't reached you. Where are you? Hey Mathuranath, one who decided to live in Mathura, left, and Madhavendra Puri was crying and crying and crying. And Prabhupada put in the purport, I remember, in Chaitanya Chaitamrita, the three people only understood that verse. Was Radharani, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri is the root of this Prema Bhakti. So that separation feeling is natural. Separation feeling is natural, is innate with the soul. Mother Yashoda cries, even Krishna is 20 feet from her kitchen. And Mother Devaki is Mother Rohini is asking, why are you crying? Said, I'm missing him. He said, but are you seeing him? He's playing with his children, the other friends. I know, but I miss him. Now, if you put a logic, don't put a logic. It's never going to work. Because they are such an extreme example, emblem of Vatsala Rasa, that Mother Yashoda's cry is normal. When you have a more affection for the object of your love, what happened? Rupa Goswami Pad says, that when as your affection increases, then mamata, sneha and mamata has to be side by side. Mamata means possession. He's my son, he's my child. How can he live happy without me? So more affection we develop in our spiritual path, more possession also develops, side by side. So here, very interestingly, it says that nishangshastu. So you'll have no doubt if you take shelter of devotee. Because of the time, I'm going to jump to one small story. This morning I was thinking about to demonstrate this. There are many stories about this. Hanumanji's life has many stories. One story of Ramanujacharya I'll tell. He had one devotee, very good devotee, who so much praying to Krishna. He used to dance and sing. Sometimes he's alone singing, dancing in his room, like Krishna Kripa Prabhu does sometimes. Nobody else is singing, he's alone doing it in his preaching. That's very nice. Keep on going. So that's nice. So this Lalacharya, he was expressing so much love. Ramanujacharya says, how are you feeling? He said, I love my Lord. Thank you, Gurudev, for giving me this relationship. He said, but you cannot progress further. So a little, thunder. Cannot progress further? Say, yes. Because then he quoted that verse Lord Krishna spoke to Uddhava. Adara paricharjayam. Adara means affection. When you have affection for me, Krishna says, adara paricharjayam mad bhakteshu abhivandanam. You must simultaneously develop love for my devotee. Mad bhakta puja abhadika sarva bhuteshu manamoti. Sorry. When you develop love for me, love for my devotee should increase more than love for me. If you did not develop love for devotee, serving devotee, good relationship with devotee, then your love for me will be checked. That's scary, no? Prabhupada used that verse, not full verse, but part of it in different purport in Bhagavatam, I notice. Mad bhakta puja abhadika. You will do actually glorify my devotee more when you develop love for me. Krishna says, thank you for that. So at that time, Lalacharya was feeling not so good. Then he's thinking, I have to do this. But what happened? Just like any community, sometimes we see that don't have a choice. His wife immediately one day was washing pots in the river. You know, they live near river. River is everything. Drinking water, bathing, everything is there. Cleaning pots. saw a dead body floating. And dead body has a tilak, neck beads. So immediately she ran to the husband. He said, you know, all the devotees that you don't serve, you don't have a good relationship, and they don't, now you are thinking it is so important, Gurudev says, how do we develop? But they are not reciprocating because we never really serve them. You know, when some devotees, they never want to talk to anyone, it's very difficult to be part of the community, you know, never invite you or never come to another gathering, it's difficult. So then his wife said, there is one devotee passed away and his dead body is floating. So Lalacharya ran into them. He jumped and grabbed that dead body and he bathed him, dressed him with the new clothes, put on tilak, and he declared, my brother, because Ramanujacharya was actually the guru of the whole province, so anybody died in this area, it's all God brother, God sister. He said, my God brother just passed away, I need to do a antishti kriya, the final rite of Vaishnava. So he did a big antishti kriya and he made a feast. He invited all those devotees, but they don't have a good relationship. Okay, we'll come. But they never came. So he felt bad. He went to the temple and appealed to Ramanujacharya. My dear Gurudev, this is what happened. I tried to bring the devotee close to so I can serve, but they don't reciprocate. Nobody came. I made a big feast. Ramanujacharya said, what is your intention? My intention to fulfill your desire. You want me to serve the Vaishnavas, then my life will be successful. And I'm trying to do it, but I'm not getting the help. So Ramanujacharya went outside and he clapped like this, looked it up, said, okay, make a nice feast. Some Brahmana will come, Brahman Vaishnava will come. So all of a sudden, he got so excited. He didn't even ask where from, what, it's not important. Guru's instruction was so good. And he went, he started cooking little more feast. He made a very nice feast. All of a sudden, he saw a bunch of Brahman Vaishnava just appeared. They are so bright and effulgent. They all came and sat down, and Ramanujacharya and the Lalacharya and his wife served them very nicely. And Vaishnava, they were not so cooperative, they're watching. Where this Vaishnava came from? They're probably from some other village. They have no idea that this guy is not a good devotee. You know, you never heard? Sometimes devotee talks like that. Maybe it's good that you never heard it. Cannot be real because he's not a service attitude. He doesn't have a good service attitude. How can somebody go there? Maybe those people don't know, so he went there to invite them. So, but they are watching. After they finished the meal, they went outside, all the Brahmana. They are so happy. He said, I bless you. You get the mercy of Krishna. So they gave you some gift, you know, reciprocation. And it was so nice. And all those neighbors, that the devotee, they didn't like him, watching. I don't know any one of them, but they are very bright. Then all of a sudden they saw they are going on a stairs. I said, what stairs they are going? They're really going one by one by one. And they're like, there is no stairs there. So then they came by. After they all left, it's all blank, flat. How was the stairs they really going up? Then they thought, oh my God, they must be coming from Vaikuntha. These are pure Mahabhagavat. Because Ramanujacharya has a power, he exhibited this. So immediately they all came and begged apology to Lalacharya. Please forgive me. We misunderstood you. You have changed. You really want to serve the devotees. So we did not come, but please forgive us and we want to reciprocate. So it was very nice. Very nice that things change. Then Ramanujacharya blessed him. At that time he had a darshan of the deity right in front of him. So in our spiritual progress, we should, whether we want to reach Krishna, or we want to please Krishna, or we want to go back home, back to Godhead, I don't know, whatever your goal of life is, but it is the most important to communicate with the devotees, community, serve the Vaishnavas. Then the journey will be very easy. I'll end here. Gaur Pramanande Hari Hari Bol. Any reflection, comment? No? Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Means complete.
Yeah,